Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I made some wine. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Folks, I'm very excited about what we got coming up for you right now. You know, as you know, over two decades ago, our good buddy Tim Berry, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, founded Palo Alto Software. And he and his organization created Business Plan Pro. You know, they're one of our sponsors. But I was telling you about them long before any of that happened. And before we started doing business with them, I was telling you about Tim and his products and his company. Well, it's a family business. It's a small business, just like yours and mine. And he had children, and some of the children came into business. And one of them, in the last few years, it became the CEO of Palo Alto Software. Her name is Sabrina. Sabrina Berry, now Sabrina Parsons, now the mother of three children, has been running the company. Tim has moved over to the chairman's side and still involved, but not on a day-to-day like Sabrina is. And what a great American success story, family-owned business. So I've asked Sabrina to join us to talk to us about that. Sabrina Parsons, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks, Jim. I'm really glad to be here. It's exciting.
It's good to have you here. Of course, Sabrina and I know each other. We've met more than once and have gotten to know each other over the years with her father, Tim. And I know I've congratulated you in person, Sabrina, on being the CEO of Palo Alto. But also, I want to do it on the air. And the reason is, I know that you got an inside interview because you were the founder's daughter. But I know one thing about Tim: if you weren't qualified, you wouldn't have had the job. So I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you, Jim. And I do think, you know, it's definitely great for Palo Alto Software and for our family that Tim and I are able to, you know, work together. And you notice I call him Tim in a business perspective.
Right, right.
Over the years of working with him, I've gotten used to doing that. I reserve Dad for the personal side of things.
Right.
But sometimes something family businesses struggle with when that founding generation gets to a point where they say, okay, now what? What's the next step for this company? I'm not going to run it forever. And unfortunately for America, many of those small businesses end up getting sold or closed down.
Right.
And
right.
Succession is just not something that happens as often as it should.
Well, you know that there's an old saying: the founders found the business, the second generation grows the business, and the third generation blows the business. So, what you'll have to do is when your kids come along, when they get a little older, that'll be the trick. That'll be your job to make sure that you guys continue that. But speaking of that, folks, I wanted Sabrina to talk to us a little bit about what she's doing, folks. She's a young woman managing the world's leading company in their industry, and at the whole time now she's got small children. You got what, a 4, 2, and a one? What? I'm sorry. What's the ages again?
6, 4, and 1.
Six,
three
four, and
boys.
One. Okay, all three boys, and you're doing this. In fact, you had two of the boys. Since you've been CEO, haven't you?
Yep, and you know it's a challenge. It's definitely. To run a company and have children, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of your listeners who have to juggle their, home and family life and business at the same time. I think, you know, a lot of times people say, well, what's it like being a woman? And sometimes they ask a woman in technology because being a CEO of a technology company as a woman.
That's pretty unusual.
Yeah, there's not a lot of us out there.
Right. What advice do you have, Sabrina, for other ladies out there other young women who might be they founded their own business, but they've got a family and running a business. What's your advice to them?
You know, I think my biggest piece of advice is that it is hard work. You're not going to get beyond it. And there are parts of being a mom when you have young children or babies that no one can help you with. As much help as you can get, as much help as your spouse, your partner will be, as much help as your extended family can be, and all of that is very important and vital to, you know, making a career happen, and especially if you're running a business. The bottom line is, you know, no one else can be pregnant but you.
Right.
If you're going to breastfeed a child, no one else can do that but you.
Right.
So there are going to be some very tough, you know, times when you're trying to do this. And my biggest piece of advice is things happen so quickly and kids grow up so fast. If you can just manage to juggle and do the hard work and have, you know, a few years that maybe don't sleep as much and there's maybe not a lot of...
Is it worth it, Sabrina?
You know, I think it is, because
okay.
I feel like I can give, you know, 100% to the business, but I still have time to give 100% to my kids.
Hold on to that thought. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.